Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey!
It's the Amy and Harry Show! It's Mum and Bubba!
Whoop whoop!
Yo, Ames!
Yo!
How's it going, lovely?
Yeah, alright! Alright!
How are you feeling? How are you feeling after this morning?
So, this morning, we do an 8 o'clock gym session every day during the week, as I'm sure you all know, but not on a Saturday. So, this morning, our lovely Harry and the lovely Michaela decided to put us through our paces on their version of the 8am, and I burnt 330 calories this morning, which is a lot, because I normally do, well, I normally do about 250 to 300 if it's over 300, if it's really hard. But yeah, so your one this morning was really hard, and then I feel knackered. I feel absolutely knackered.
Yeah, but then we did the 9 o'clock.
Yeah, which, then we did the 9 o'clock class. So yeah,
which you burnt about 50 calories.
So I was
Michaela came off. She was like, "Harry, we've burnt like 559 calories." I was like, "What?"
It's crazy.
I was like, To be fair. I think I'd had two glasses of wine when we decided to do it. Oh. And I was like, I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to do the normal moves that we do.
Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of a change up.
It is, actually. I really enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But I was doing my housework earlier, standing in the kitchen, and I thought, I want to go fucking bed. I just felt knackered, like my body.
I know.
Sorry, I'm just getting shouted at by my children, who I've said I'm recording.
I'm recording, Lola and Juno.
Yeah, just do what I told you to do. She's turning the oven off because I'm doing a meringue. And I've said, can you just turn the oven off? So I've told her what to do, but because I'm going to be busy, but she's still got to come and tell me. Because that's what children do, isn't it? Thanks, Lola.
Well done.
Thanks, darling.
Well, Lola made me a beautiful cup of tea yesterday.
She's getting very good at making tea. Nice.
Oh, it was wonderful. What? Do you know what was nice? When you sat there having a cup of tea with me and I was like, God, Lola made that. We could just sit here and chat, just request things all day.
It's nice when they get to the age.
Can you get me a glass of wine? Yeah. Can you get me this? Can you get me that?
When they can actually start doing stuff for you, that's
nice, isn't it?
It starts paying off a bit.
Doesn't it?
We had a lovely day yesterday, didn't we?
Oh, I know.
We had a really lovely
day. Clay Hall Park is our mysterious little find.
Yes, if you live in near Redbridge or
Redbridge,
East London,
there's
a massive nature reserve that we never knew about.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes from where we live.
And I went running in there the other day and I saw a fucking deer when I was running. So right by where we live in London... I was just having
like
a little run.
Deer?
No, it was a young... Well,
what,
I think
like an
it
old
was...
deer?
Yeah, I saw an, what, old,
like an
deer.
Old deer.
I said it was a baby deer because it was small, but apparently they can be quite small. So maybe it was just a normal deer. But yeah, it was... Maybe. I had a moment.
Oh, you had a moment with
I had
the
a
deer.
Moment, yeah, because it was just me and the deer. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? But obviously it is like a nature reserve. So, yeah.
Well, obviously...
Yeah.
Obviously.
But yeah, so but it's so, lovely over there. So it's...
Oh, it's beautiful.
I feel very uplifted just being out in the countryside.
Yeah, I feel very uplifted for I've gone yesterday and now that Idris has asked me about 12 times, can he go back?
Yeah, same.
But actually, it's really nice because, you know, I know, like, over the last couple of weeks, it's been really, really hectic with work, and Idris has had to spend a little bit more time on the computer or TV than I would have ordinarily liked. So I was getting a bit like, oh God, what if he never wants to play again? What if he never wants to go outside? What if he never wants to interact with children again? I've broken him. But luckily he's on it. He loved it. Yeah. I mean, they didn't want to go yesterday.
No, they didn't. And the kids want to go back. It's nice to have that option to, you know, if you can get out of the house. Yeah.
We could shove them in the river.
Yeah.
Shove them around the park.
Yeah.
So, Amy, today is number
16.
Flipping it, I know. Man. 16.
And this is a double. This is so. This will be 16
double
and
trouble.
17 next week because we started recording and it just carried on for quite a long time. So we were like, right, we'll make this a two-parter.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's quite a funny conversation as well. It goes around the houses a bit.
Yeah, it does. But it's, a little while ago, we've asked people if there's anything they'd like us to discuss and talk about. So basically, it's kind of listener questions.
Yeah, they're quite funny as well. Some of them are quite funny.
So,
They're not vanilla. They're very fruity, aren't they?
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm full of the jokes today. Have you heard all my little
the jokes?
They're good, aren't they? Good, aren't they, eh?
You read a book?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I just had a bit of sleep last night, I think.
Oh, it makes such
I woke
a difference.
Up at 5. I was woke up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
Well, because it was obviously our turn to, like, you know, deliver the goods at 8 a.m. for the workout. Make sure I have to get that in. So I was like, obviously it's like my first, I was nervous. I felt like Abby this morning or Paul or Stu.
Oh my goodness.
I felt like, well, yeah, because it could have been a disaster.
It could have been.
Could have been.
My leg hurts a bit, actually. What are your insurance policies like?
Yeah, I take no responsibility for any kind of injury that you might have sustained during the workout at 8 a.m. this morning. In fact, it wasn't even me who created the Zoom account, so technically you've got no evidence.
Oh, whatevs. But yeah, whatevs. So here are questions.
And Amy skirting around the answers.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're all right, actually. You do a pretty good job.
Thanks. But yeah, so it just kind of ends abruptly because I've had to cut it, but there wasn't, like, we didn't know we were going to be cutting it when we were saying it, so I've just kind of ended it and then... Not in the middle of a question, at the end, you know.
But have fun. Listen, like tweet us, Instagram us, story us, whatever us. Like us.
We just want to be liked.
Could anybody also give us a bit of a review as well, maybe, if you want?
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be lovely, wouldn't it, Amy?
It would be.
And obviously we say it every week, but if you've got anything to say or you want us to include anything or you want us to... Or, you know, we've had some really good sort of requests to be on the podcast.
Yep.
If you've got a really interesting or funny story, we like fun and uplifting stories, get in touch. You don't have to be a single parent. You don't have to be female. You don't have to have met a deer in Clayhall Park. You're just anyone. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, get hold of us.
Yes.
And have a good listen.
Please do. I'll see you on the other side.
Work. Yeah, loving your work, Aim. Bye.
Work. Bye. Work.
So, hello. Good evening. Good welcome, everybody.
Good welcome.
I've now tried to work on my broadcasting journalistic skills. What do you think, Amy?
I think you're doing very well.
So welcome to the Mum and Mama podcast.
Welcome. I always think of saying welcome, welcome, welcome. But we can't.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
That
I feel like I'm, you know, like Bullseye or something.
Bullseye. I never used to watch that, really. I was going to say what you see, but that's not say what you see, is it? That's
no, that's catchphrase, Amy. That's catchphrase. That's definitely not Bullseye. I only know it's about darts, and the Welsh are pretty good at darts because it's a pub game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Bullseye.
Yeah. Was he Welsh? He weren't clue. Welsh, was he?
The clue is in the question. No, but darts. It's like a... Oh, just forget it. It's fucking over your head, isn't it?
Oh, sorry.
Never mind. It's gone.
That reminds me of... I spoke to my friend Lindsay last night. And she is looking to start working. So she's got to send a CV. And she's not done a CV for about 15 years, she said.
Fucking but lazy bitch.
I know.
Sorry, Lindsay.
She's been emigrating to California and...
God.
Having children. But she's got to do a video. She's got to send a video of herself. And of course, that's what you have to do now. You have to send a video of, CV.
Well, we're used to that because lots of our jobs have always been like that for quite a while. Like TFL is video, interviews. That's their first round. Because it saves time and it saves, resources.
They've got to send a video. She's got to film herself.
Yeah. And then the next stage, they FaceTime you and do an interview. They would do that for years.
Oh, it's weird, though, because what do you do? Quite a lot of pressure having a camera on you.
But it's also a skill, isn't it? Because a lot of people fail because, they're like, yeah, hello, yeah. they're not prepared for... I'd be like, oh, hello. I'd have a screen background. I'd have my best shirt on. I might not wear any pants.
Oh, you're frozen.
From the waist up, I'd look all right.
Yeah, just in your pants.
Just in my pants. No, I don't know. I'm a bit of an actor, so to me that wouldn't be so much of a bad thing.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? And you're comfortable. But when we did that quiz, didn't we? If you haven't watched it, the Distraction Pieces quiz on YouTube, on Scroobius Pip's channel, we had to film
our
questions. Yeah, I'm plugging the quiz. We're in it, aren't we?
You're plugging him?
I'm plugging up. Well, he's my boss, isn't he?
He is your boss.
He's my
boss.
Trying
to get a rise, Amy.
I don't want to say too many nice things about him because it pains me, but he's very good to me. I'm very thankful
and he's now on your wall next to your TV.
He is.
So you can look at him every day.
Well, he's in the front room anyway, in the christening pictures and stuff, but I just really liked the picture. It's like an artwork, and I can't remember the name, Luke Droid or something. It'd be on his Instagram. But it's a wicked...
Am I in your front room?
...picture. Not yet. You're going to go on my... I've got a picture with all my mates and you're going to go in there, but I have got the pictures printed out, but I haven't swapped them over yet because obviously I've been really busy.
Is that
stuck in my house for 3 months?
Is that in the toilet? Is that the toilet?
No,
downstairs
on my stairs.
Oh, so not in the toilet?
Not in the
then.
Toilet.
Not in the toilet. No. Well, that's it's always a plus point, isn't it?
But yeah, so we had to record ourselves for that. I literally did it about 15 times because I just got really nervous. Like when you've got a microphone and a camera, it's hard, I think. I think that is, if you're not used to it, I mean, I know people are more used to filming themselves nowadays.
Well, I was going to say, you're like...
But believe it or not, I'm not.
Okay, so let's just roll back. Let's roll back to a couple of sessions ago where we talked about Amy and her online dating escapades. And we looked at how dating really had changed and how many dick pics you got. And, you would have had some videos and, you would have sent some videos. So it's just like that, but with your clothes on and not showing your vagina, basically.
Oh, fuck. Was I not supposed to show my vagina?
Well, you could show whatever you like, darling, but that's probably why they didn't come back for a second try.
Bollocks. It's my best feature.
Have you ever done that, though?
Done what? Sent a sex video?
No, just sent like you writhe around in your bed with your lingerie on.
Could you imagine me doing that?
No, because you know what I'd imagine?
Like your one boob would be one end of the bed, your other boob would be at the other end. We'd have nappy shorts on. We'd have trotters hanging out.
I've got nice feet, you prick.
Yeah, you have got nice feet. No, but it wouldn't. Not everybody. Not everything would be, you know, symmetrical all at the same time. Rolling around, would it?
It's a lot of work. Let's put it that way.
No.
I'm not set up for that. Someone was telling me that they got a fucking stand tripod with like a light on, just to take selfies with.
Oh, it's stop like 150 it!
50 fucking quid, and it's a big thing.
But how old are they? 24?
No, they're not actually. and I was thinking, well, if you were into that kind of thing and you were making some movies or whatever, then obviously you're going to invest in your equipment. But just to take photos of yourself.
Oh no, I'm not all a that. Bit much. No, I'm not that. I'm not interested in that much, really. To be fair.
But then,
and neither'd be anybody else.
No.
I mean, you'd lose your tripod down there, wouldn't you?
I don't want to think about what I've lost down there.
No, I don't either. You've lost like generations. The lost world of Machu Picchu. In Amy's vagina. Oh.
God.
Oh, God. We're always talking about Amy's private bits.
I don't mind.
So basically, we sort of asked everybody, what would they listen to if they were listening to our podcast? Would they be listening to themes or do they like us just chatting shit? Or do they like the catch-ups? And most people, I'm really surprised at, really like us chatting shit, Amy.
Yeah. I know. It's quite good, though, because we're actually quite good at that.
I know, actually, and I feel like that's what I enjoy the most, is when we do. I love having the guests on, because I think the guests are amazing. Yes. I learn so much from them. But I do like it when we've got a bit of banter going.
Bants.
And bants in the bants group. And we can... and we can kind of, I don't know, have a little bit of a laugh and find out a bit more about each other. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
So the kind of format, look, I've got a format now.
Yeah.
I'm like Scroobius Pip,
aren't
I? You
are. You look like him.
I've got a format. I'm not that hairy.
Well.
Cheeky bitch.
No one is.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's roll on.
Yeah.
We have a bit of a theme today. We've got a bit of a system going. So we're going to talk about the questions that our listeners have forwarded us. So Amy's going to go through that. And then what we've decided to do is we've decided to pick five questions. And we don't know what those questions are. And we're going to ask each other these questions and see the reactions and hear the answers to the questions. Because there are things that we just don't know about each other.
That is very true.
Yeah, and it'd be quite a funny thing to do, I think.
Yeah.
I hope anyway.
Well, so do I. I'm worried mine are a bit shit. But then I'm like, you've got a job. I can talk about whatever the fuck I want because I'm not going to get sacked for whatever done. But you've got like a proper job.
Yeah, I've got.
So I've been quite reserved.
Oh, you're going to ask me, like, Harold, what do you like, coffee or tea? Coffee or tea?
Have you seen my questions?
See?
I've
the girl that drinks water.
I know. Well, I haven't been too reserved, but obviously I'm respectful of... I know, and the thing is, obviously, you've never done anything that would incriminate you or you're a very well-behaved, nice person.
Now everybody thinks I'm a criminal.
but anyway, so our first response on the questions was from our lovely friend, Sammy, who said she'd like us to talk about confidence. Now, Sammy, she's a single mum. Her daughter's, is she 25, 26 now?
Yeah, she's beautiful, Lois.
She's beautiful. They're both aren't they? They are the same person. At our Christmas party, they both came and got quite drunk and they dance exactly the same. It's beautiful.
She's lovely. She's wonderful. What was her question about confidence?
She just wanted us to talk about it. I suppose from the aspect of being a single parent, like, Well, when you become a mum, everything changes, doesn't it? Everything changes. Yeah. Your whole life changes. And then getting that confidence back in yourself, especially when you, well, for me, when I split with my partner, I was like, I don't know who the fuck I am. I've been in a relationship for 8-9 years. I've been a mum for the last 4 years. You know, what am I now supposed to do? And it's the confidence of, I suppose, knowing who you are and what you want. And as a woman, I guess.
Yeah, I think it starts a lot earlier than that, to be honest. I think it's like we go back, you can go back a lot further than that, I think.
Were you confident as a child? Like, as a young person, have you always been confident?
Yeah, but like, I've always been a confident person, but that's because of how I was raised. Like, I was raised in a, it's really hard to describe. So my family background is, like, we didn't have a TV until I was, 9-10 years old.
Yeah.
We lived in picture a farm in the middle of nowhere, in the Preseli Mountains in Wales. And then we moved to Pembrokeshire when I was about 9 or 10. But when I lived, when I was younger, I can remember, the next door neighbours were farmers, and that's where we used to get our milk from. My mum used to, we used to have to walk to Cardigan to get any shopping. It was like miles away. So I was always brought up to be like, to just do what I wanted to do. Like, I was quite a free character. We went to a Steiner school, which is a completely different learning methodology to how people are taught here. It's very creative. I remember being a real tomboy. I wasn't really a girly girl.
Yeah.
But secretly, I think it was my Auntie Janice, who was my mum's twin sister, and she was the really girly girl one, and my mum was like the not. She was the hippie.
Yeah.
And I think my Auntie Janice bought me a pair of pink, high heels with fur on the toes.
Oh, wow.
I think that was my first sort of realisation that I actually quite liked something girly. And I think I was about 7 or 8. But the rest of the time I'd be up a tree. I used to believe in fairies. I mean, this is absolutely true and you can fucking laugh. But I honestly believed in fairies. Me and my brother used to talk to fairies because that was our life. It was very magical.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it wasn't, I didn't understand about television. I didn't understand about television programmes. It was all very bizarre to me. I lived in a completely isolated world, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when I moved to Pembrokeshire, then you're mixing with different people. And in Pembrokeshire, there's kind of a split of quite affluent families, quite well-to-do families. And then there's, sort of general sort of middle class families, working class families. And I went to a school, which was in a place called Lamphy, and it was full of fairly affluent families.
Yeah.
And I just got picked on because I was really different. And my mum was not with my dad.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was a bit bizarre. Like, people just didn't understand it. And I can remember from then just sort of saying to myself, I was just always going to be me.
Yeah.
And I have been true to my thoughts ever since. So I've never, there are certain situations where I'm not confident in.
Yeah.
Like, if you invited me to like a party or a park or a pub or anywhere, because I'm so blind, I can't see anybody. So I get a bit anxious because I can't see people.
Yeah.
If I don't wear my glasses. That would be the only time. Or if somebody invites me somewhere and I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine making friends. I can make friends with anybody.
Yeah.
But do I really want to do that? That's when my confidence is tested. Apart from that, no, I really don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what people think about me. I don't give a shit about who likes me. I don't give a shit about who has any opinions about me.
Yeah.
I'm very much of the rule of, like, you've just got to be a good person in life. That's it. Yeah. If you're a good person, I'm a good person, I'm going to have a laugh. But confidence is just about how you are and who you feel and how you feel inside.
Yeah. But that's so lovely that you've had that from, that you've always had that.
Yeah.
I think that's, because I don't think a lot of people do. So I think that's an amazing thing. Why don't you wear your glasses?
Because I'm vain.
Can you not get lenses?
So I've got astigmatism in my eye.
Right.
So I've got like rugby shaped eyeballs.
Yeah.
So I did have contact lenses. Not that they stayed in for very long.
Yeah.
They just used to pop out. So I have got glasses and I do wear them for driving in case the driving authorities are listening. But no, I don't. And it's just vanity. It's for no other reason. It's just that, yeah, I'm vain, basically. How would you describe yourself? Would you describe yourself as confident?
I'm confident now, but it's taken probably until I was 40 to be confident, I reckon. I was very, very, very self-conscious and shy when I was younger. Or when I was a kid, I wanted everyone to like me, and I didn't really feel like... Well, I got bullied and stuff when I was younger, but I was posh. Believe it or not.
Flipping it.
And then moved to Basildon and just got bullied by a couple of kids. And then I found it quite hard to make friends. Like, it's weird because Lola's the same. She doesn't really feel like there's anyone that she really connects with. And I had that. Like, I liked people, but I didn't really feel like there was that one person that really got me or really had the same interests. And because I was a bit different. Like, I always liked different music. I was very much into drama and music, and I wasn't really particularly girly, but then I wasn't really like a tomboy. No. I don't know, I felt like I was always looking for that person, I suppose, to make me feel... well, I always forget the fucking word, but it's like when you're seen. I didn't feel like I was ever seen. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And then as I got, and I was always fat. So I know, I don't want to say that word, but I was a fat kid, and I was very aware of that. And I used to get pissed taken out of me.
Is that like the picture from the Goonies?
Yeah.
That one.
Chunk from the Goonies with patch up hair. But as I got like into my teen years, I was a bigger kid, and I was just very, very self-conscious, and I just hated it, and I was painfully shy. But then I lost like 2 stone overnight because I started hanging around with very fun people that did naughty things, and I kind of started coming into my own a bit more, I suppose. Yeah. And I got my first boyfriend and he dumped me after a week because I didn't talk.
Aww.
I just used to sit there. I was just scared of everyone. But then I got better. Doing drama really helped me. I started doing like this drama club when I was like 14 for a few years, and that really helped with my confidence. But I don't, even in my 20s, I wasn't really that. I've never thought that much of myself, I guess. And it's only as I've got,
Ames.
But it's all right. I'm all right with it. But I just wish to God that I had the confidence and that I don't really give a fuck what anyone thinks that I have now when I was 20, because I think my life would have been completely, completely different.
But I think we search for things and we search for beings and people to give us that self-confidence.
Yeah.
And actually, if you dig quite deep, that self-confidence is there.
Oh, 100%.
It's just about being, I guess it's like unravelling the trauma. Could be trauma, could be hurt, could be disappointment.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of unravelling that situation in order to reveal this kind of person that is really comfortable with themselves. Because that's how I would describe confidence. I don't think confidence is about how you look, how you talk, how you walk. I do think it's a feeling.
Yeah.
Because that then affects the other things that happen with confidence. And it's a strange one, I think. And I do think it starts, when we're sort of pre-teens, really. We've got to be quite sensitive to girls, especially girls, women, young girls, women, who are going through changes, because there's effects that can create things later on in life that make us self-conscious. And also that anxiety as well, that anxiety to not, if you've got a bit of weight, not want to have a boyfriend, not want to go out, not want to have friends. If you don't fit in, how's that going to work? Oh, I don't want to go. I want to have a gap year, but my parents don't want me to. There's so many different questions that go through your head that we've got to be quite mindful as parents, I think. Parents of girls, that we don't, we get let our children make some of their own decisions and we don't put too much pressure on them. Like, it's social media right now. I mean, it's a different generation, isn't it? And confidence is all about how many likes, how many shares, how many posts, who follows you, who doesn't follow you. It's very much geared up to this digital world, which I find increasingly scary for young people.
I'm hoping that by the time our kids get to the age where they're kind of a bit more aware of that it won't be as bad. That's what I'm hoping.
I think it'll get worse. I think it'll get worse. I don't think it's going to get better. I just think it will be, I think it will be the norm. And I think we'll just, we will learn to deal with it in a better way than we deal with it now.
Yeah.
I guess when I look at what Idris watches and I see some of these YouTubers and they're 6, 7, 8, 9, I just think, oh my God, they're making millions. Yeah, they're making absolute millions. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that you could make millions and wrapping a toy from Swiss Toy Superstores. Yeah. There are other toy stores, by the way. I didn't know that until you have a child and you watch them watch other people and you go, fuck my life, that's ridiculous.
That's what I'd like to have fucking figured out. Talking about what you could be if you could fake anything is like figuring out you could unwrap a toy and film yourself and make millions out of it. I mean, it's still crazy. Well, yeah.
The world is your oyster, love.
Different kinds of toys.
Yeah.
But like with
sex toys.
As regards to getting confidence, exercise has really helped me. I know we bang on about fucking exercise all the time, but it does just it's made me feel so much better mentally in myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's definitely had such a positive effect, and that's made me feel more confident because I'm happier.
Yeah I think you've also got to be really true to yourself and not be afraid to seek help if you need to.
So
there's lots of different ways to do that. I'm not necessarily talking all the time about counselling, but there's been times in my life where where I've not felt great, or I felt a bit anxious, or I felt a bit a bit depressed. And it is just about being really honest with yourself and saying, is this issue really resolved? Have I really, really dealt with all the things that have happened in my life? And do I think that I could find a way to deal with these issues? I think we put plasters on a lot of things. And when something very small happens, like, I don't know, it could be anything. Like, I've got friends, like, their lashes won't go on, or, they can't fit in their favourite shorts. And then it's like meltdown moment. It's not about that. It's not about that that's gone wrong. It's about other things that are underneath. So, I just think for me, we've really got to be mindful about where we are in life.
Yeah.
And how we deal with our past, our past, and where we're going in our future, really.
And
I do think we've got to be really thankful for the blessings that we have. Like, there, I say every morning, this is I do say my affirmations because I think they're they are really important. But we've, you know, you do have to say to yourself, like, you're fucking lucky. You've got a house, you've got a child, you've got so many things that are really good and positive about the world that it can make you feel happy. Getting out in the fresh air.
Yeah.
Spending time with your friends and family. There's loads of things.
Yeah.
That are really positive. And then, you know, if all else fails, I always turn to gin. No, I'm joking. Oh. I'm joking. A bit of Dutch courage sometimes, you know.
Gin, though. I've never liked gin. Or
I've
tonic.
I've never really liked gin. I've never really liked gin, but oh my God, lockdown, serious gin drinker. It's my sister. It's Lauren's fault. She's a gin drinker. Mother's ruin.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love it. Love it.
Good for you.
Yeah. And also, I think as well, like clubs and like book clubs, theatre clubs, reading clubs. There's so many different little clubs you can do. If you're a single person who's got like a bit of a hobby or a bit of a passion.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's loads of different resources you can get out to join these groups.
Yeah.
I think they're really good ways of meeting new people, finding about who you are.
Yeah.
If you don't want to go sit in a bar or a pub or a club and you want to do something a bit more on your level, knitting, Amy, knitting clubs.
I want to start knitting. I've got Lola's start, she's learnt again. I just don't have the time. I want to relearn the piano. We'll go back to it anyway. There's so many things I want to do, but I just don't have any fucking time ever.
I know.
Pip's mum, she's an inspiration for me because they split up, 24 years ago. Her social life is absolutely unbelievable. She's joined this group. They go on holiday together. They go to the theatre. Yeah. They go for dinner. She has got such a good social life. So if you're up for it, there's definitely a lot out there.
Yeah.
And they're not...
Definitely.
They're all cool people. Do you know what I mean? It's not all... She's wicked, Pip's mum.
So it's not all Maureen from number 76.
No.
Or Trevor from number 64. Right, Amy, do you want your first question?
Oh, fucking hell, yeah, go on then.
Okay, so, Amy Bullman.
Yeah.
Your first question is, when you were little.
Yep.
What did you want to be?
Oh.
Little Amy Bullman.
Honest answer. My first job that I ever wanted was to be a page three
stripper.
Girl. Honestly, I remember being in my house in Pitsy. So we moved when I was six from Romford to Pitsy. So I must have been about six. And I remember talking in the dining room, and like my mum and dad had said about what do you want to be, and I was like, I want to be a page three girl. And I don't know what, I mean, page three girls were big when we were young, weren't they? All Sam Fox.
Yeah, they were.
So for a brief
Linda
time,
Lusardi.
I wanted to be a page three girl, but then very soon after, I wanted to be a singer, and then that's always what I wanted to be.
Did your dad like page three?
No, darling. My father gets The Guardian. We've never had a red top newspaper in our house.
I reckon he had a cheeky look at a page three.
So fuck knows where I got that from.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
do you reckon
funny?
That was Babs?
I really don't. I don't remember where that came from. I just remember being in my dining room and my parents asking me what I wanted to be, and I said a page three girl.
What did they think?
Maybe I had some sense that I wouldn't be blessed with big boobs.
I was going to say, like, you couldn't be any further from
I know.
That aspiration if you
I know,
tried.
I know. Isn't that weird? But then, yeah, but that was fleeting. And then I was like, I've always wanted to be a singer from, that was what I always wanted to be.
Yeah. And you kind of got there.
I've made records.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've done, it's, yeah, I got, I mean, I didn't get where I wanted to be, but then I don't know if I really did want to be there. So.
Okay.
You know, I'm very blessed with my experiences, and I've done some cool stuff, so that's all good.
We know.
What about you? What did you want to, did you always want to be an actor?
No, I think I wanted to be a vet. I don't think I really realised how much blood there was involved. I don't think I liked certain animals. And we lived on like a small holding. And we had cows and we had horses and we had calves. And I remember somebody's hand up a cow's bum. And like, I can remember the calf being taken away to market and coming back. And that's why my mum went vegetarian. I can remember lots of blood. Lots of poo, lots of just, I don't really like snakes either. There's loads of animals that I really don't like. So I was like, I'm not really sure how this is going to work. It's not really going to work out. I think I liked dogs, I liked horses and I liked cats.
Yeah.
I think that was my limit.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think that one through. And then I think I wanted to be a nurse. But again,
all very caring, like isn't it? You wanted
didn't
to
like
care.
Blood. Yeah, didn't like blood. Wouldn't have wiped anybody's bum.
Yeah.
Apart from my own. Like, yeah, so I clearly only half think things through, basically. Yeah. I guess that's my Gemini mind.
Oh, okay. Is that what? I thought you're just two people, aren't you, when you're Gemini?
No, Geminis are very much like they have one idea and they'll go for it and then they'll go, oh, no, it's fuck it. Then they're on to the next thing. Oh, fuck it. Like, I never think things through properly.
Yeah.
Never, ever. Never. But that's the wonderful world of Harry.
Yes, and it is a wonderful world. Do you want your first question?
Go on, then. Jesus Christ.
When have you felt the most proud?
Shit. When have I felt the most proud? I think, like, this is a bit cheesy.
That's all right.
But I think it was when I first held Idris.
Aww.
Because it was the point where I realised he was the most precious thing that I'd ever have in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
And I'd given birth to him. And even still, like this morning, I looked at him and I always think, I cannot believe he's mine.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's mine. I feel so lucky because I couldn't have children for such a long time. And I really wanted a child. I really wanted to be a mother. Like that was all I wanted to do. All I wanted to be. Yeah, I was a fuckwit. And yeah, I was, you know, young and wild and fun and free. But deep down, all I wanted to do is have a baby.
Yeah.
And
what a baby.
And I think when I want a baby. I think when I looked at him, there was an enormous amount of just pride in and sense of like achievement.
Yeah.
having a child is like, when you want a child so badly, is quite incredible. Like, I don't think I ever say this very often, but I've got a really good friend, and I won't name her because it was a pretty horrific situation, but she got pregnant before me. She was my best friend. She still is. And she got pregnant before me, and I was doing IVF, and my first IVF didn't work. Bless you, Amy. Oh. And I remember when she was pregnant, like, I couldn't see her.
Yeah.
I refused to see her. I refused to go near her. I was quite nasty. I was quite hurt and mean and jealous.
Yeah.
And I think she totally understood the situation, but it took a little bit of time to get over that. But I think that's another thing, that having a child sort of makes you realise all the things that you felt then seem to kind of, they disappear quite quickly. But not being able to get pregnant, it honestly fucks up your, does something to your mind and your brain. So
it's awful.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone's pregnant. Everyone's pregnant. Fucking pregnant. Everyone's getting pregnant. People that don't want to be pregnant are pregnant. When you can't have a baby, it's like everyone else in the world is. It's awful.
There we go. It was. What's your greatest achievement, or what do you feel most proud of?
Do you know what? It's hard, because when I was writing these questions for you, I thought, I was trying to think about my own. I've got such a bad fucking memory. But I think, in all honesty, it's probably when I've seen my kids do be kind. And that makes me feel really proud, because I know that they've got that from me. Not meaning to sound like a prick, but there's just been times when Lola said something. I mean, Lola's very articulate, which I absolutely love, which she hasn't got from me. That's my parents.
Yeah.
But they do genuinely think about other people. And I love that, because I think that's such a wonderful quality to have, because it just means that, please God, they'll always be kind and considerate. And I think the world would be a better place if people were more kind and considerate. So I think that's, I mean, I can't give you an example. Because,
well, we had an example today.
Oh, yeah.
We did have a really lovely example today.
Yeah.
So one of the kids gave their sweets, because there was a piñata. So one of the children gave their sweets to somebody else. Juno then gave her sweets to this other child. And then Lola also gave her sweets to this other child. So there was three of our children, all who made sure that each of them had equal amounts of sweets, regardless of who had sweets in the big group.
Yeah.
You don't find many 6-year-olds who would do that. They wouldn't care. They would not care. I shared my sweet with Lola today. She was like, no, I want that sweet. And I was like, go on, have half. She goes, all right then, cool. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a debate, it wasn't a no, it was a, all right then, fine. She'd say, oh, your lips have been on it.
Oh, she's no, just, they're not, they don't give a shit.
No, but it is nice, it's refreshing.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't big myself up, I don't think, oh, I'm so fucking great, do you know what I mean? Like, people will say things to me and I think, actually, I am doing a good job. Because I am doing it on my own. And I know that I'm doing a good job, but I don't think about that all the time, because I'm thinking about everything I've got to fucking do all the time. Do you know what I mean? But when someone says something to me, I'm like, I'll take that. I don't take compliments that easily. I take the piss out of myself. I find it a bit uncomfortable.
I think you're very kind. I think you're a very generous person.
I think that's
a nice quality to have.
But I think that's been the thing, is when I see them do something and I think, oh, that's good. Like, please God, they'll turn out. I just want them to be nice people.
Yeah. Well, there was somebody, I think it was a mum I think it might have been even one of my mum's friends. When she found out I was having a child, she said to me, one of the best ways to teach your child about sharing is to share your food. Even as a baby.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, share my food? What do you want to be like? like me eat the same thing. Yeah, she said, like, eat the same as they eat, but eat from the same plate. If they have a yogurt, you have half, they have half. So that's what I did.
Okay.
And it has been really, like, I could see Idris is not. He will share. He's really good at sharing. He's brilliant at sharing. But I do think that little thing that we did when he was younger has really helped him understand that. Because not everything was his. Not everything was mine. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So he can appreciate that, he can share stuff. Not just food, but, you know, toys, whatever it might be. Children get very territorial.
That's why Juno's got such a good palate, because I was doing the body coach when she was young, and I just used to have a plate for the kale and whatever, and she always wanted my food. And so she literally just used to eat my vegetables constantly. And now she genuinely does. We'll go Pizza Express and she'll have a chicken salad. She loves a salad.
She does have an amazing palate, to be fair.
I do rate Joe Wicks for that.
Bless him.
Not all the fucking steak for breakfast, but yeah.
Yo!
I've said, have you ever seen Community?
I feel like I've been let out in the community.
It's on Netflix. It's just the best thing ever. I've started watching it again because I've obviously forget everything because my memory's shit. But
do they say yo?
No, they say, well, one of the characters says cool, 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 and I've started saying it. And
cool, cool, cool,
cool, cool. Instead of cool, it's cool, cool, cool.
I've got something funny to say about the yo thing. So we've got a friend at the gym who. He's quite a yo yo yo, like you could go yo yo yo, you could be really loud and yo-ish with him. And his wife had contacted me about a cake, and I thought he'd text me, so I text him yo and then looked and thought, oh shit, it's not him, it's his wife. And then I had to apologise. It's just like, it's fine. It's fine.
I was
a bit embarrassed. Oh, it's all good. It's all good in the hood, isn't it?
It's all good in the hood.
So that was interesting, listening to your proudest moments.
Yes, that was nice. It was I enjoyed doing them ones. It was nice to think about stuff. And the confidence stuff.
Yeah, but it's nice to hear new things as well. It's nice to hear, like, we know each other, but we don't know, like, we don't know all the memories yet, because we've only been friends for, like, 18 months.
Yeah.
So all those things will come out, they come out over time, don't they?
They do.
So it's nice. Hear about it.
We hope you enjoyed it. And so we've got more next week. But if there's anything you'd like us to talk about, or if you want to debate any of our discussions on stuff, get in touch.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us.
And I was actually just thinking, if there's any podcast that you kind of listen to and you like, and you think, you know, oh, you could get in touch with them, we're happy to, like, you know.
Yeah.
We like crossing over. We've done a few podcasts. We've got a few people coming on to us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are up for literally anything. Amy is always
literally
up for anything. Amy, wanted to ask you. Well, now we're allowed, or now you're allowed.
Oh, yeah.
To have a bit of nookie.
Yeah.
How's the swiping left and right going?
Yeah, right.
So who's on... Who are we chatting to at the moment?
I can't discuss my... there isn't really anyone at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's been in the past?
I can't talk about that.
I've got something to tell you, actually, but
this isn't for public knowledge. Oh. But, it's all right.
Oh, I'm very excited. But you're on it. You're still on it.
I'm on it. In the summer, I'm on it. I'm always a bit... Because, no, I have actually been looking... Like, the last week, I have actually looked a bit. Because I don't normally. I just wait for them to get a notification, and then I'll be like, oh, all right, or, oh, no. But I have actually been looking, so I'm a bit more... Because it's sunny. Well, honestly, in the summer, I'm on
it. Sunny?
Yeah, but after when it starts getting cold again, I'm like, oh, can't be bothered.
So basically, in the summer and in the sun, Amy's horny, so she logs on to all the apps. And in the winter, she hibernates like a badger. No, what, badgers don't hibernate, do they?
I don't know. Oh my God, there's an owl. I can hear an owl at night. And I was thinking, Jesus, am I going mad? But I really do think there's an owl. And it was really loud the other night.
Have you not spoken to your neighbours?
No, I'm going to text, because I'm on a couple of, I live on an intersection and I'm on the WhatsApp groups for, the streets, and I'm going to text everyone and say, has anyone else heard the owl?
Are you a curtain twitcher?
No, it's more, there's quite a lot of break-ins around here, because it's London, isn't it?
That's true.
So it's a bit more kind of helping people out. But it's been really good during lockdown because loads of my neighbours are really keen gardeners. So I've got loads of fucking plants. I don't know what the fuck they are. And people like going to... One of my neighbours bought me 6 bags of bread flour one week because I've been searching for it for 2 months and she finally found some in Sainsbury's. And she texted me, she said, I'm so excited. I just got you 6 because I thought... So I was like, wicked.
That's so nice.
I know, she was like, you can share it out. So I texted a couple of people, but no one needed any. So I was like, oh, wicked.
Oh, I have a bag.
So I've done it now. This was ages ago. It's been really nice, actually. It's good to get to know your neighbours, I think.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
Just bringing that community back.
Yes.
Lovely. Well, enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.
And, get hold of us, tell us what you think and... Yeah, and then obviously next week is the...
Yeah, part two.
Part two. Part deux.
Part deux.
Part deux.
Oh, I met a French bloke.
Oh, God. You've always met a French guy.
Yeah, it's a lot of... Yeah, but I like the Europeans.
I know you like Europeans.
Us.
Central Europeans. Anywho.
Love you too. See you next week.
Bye. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.